1-4-1-9-5-1-1-0-2-5. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a huge night of Champions League action. Celtic are in Dortmund to take on last season's finalists and looking to build on an opening night win. Rangers welcome Yanis Hadji back into the first team as Dejan Sterling signs a new contract. And 41-year-old Craig Gordon back in the Scotland squad with Liam Lindsay, Andy Irving and Nicky Devlin called up for the first time. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight, two men just a bit older than 41. You've got Jim Duffy and Gordon DL. What a busy day it's been in Scottish football.
It's been terrific for football. We're all looking forward to tonight. I think Celtic are in Germany probably fully confident. We know this is now another step up because Dortmund, who got to the final last year, they're at home, terrific team. They'll have the backing of their support, but I think in the region of 5,000 Celtics fans have travelled over there. But I think Brendan Rodgers and his team will be confident they can come away from Germany with something tonight. And then you look this afternoon, three new players added to the Scotland squad, and a call up for, did you rightly say, Craig Gordon at 41, just shows you age is only a number, Jim.
Yeah, well, I wish my number was a bit lower. But I think tonight's game is really, you know, I think that when you start to build that excitement of a Champions League, when you see a tie like this, Gordon, these are one of the glamour ties that attract players, or help attract players, to Celtic, and the reason why they want to be there. But as Gordon mentioned, they're playing some fantastic football. I was at the game at the weekend. Absolutely outstanding. Some of the goals he scored were a joy to watch at times. But this is a different level. There's no question about it. A huge test for him. If they can get anything at all from Dortmund, I think it will give him enormous belief for the rest of the campaign.
The number you need tonight, same as every night, 0141 951 1025. Celtic fans, as Jim quite rightly says, this is what Champions League nights are meant to feel like. Bratislava was a brilliant performance and a brilliant result, but away, Borussia Dortmund, a famous stadium, famous footballing arena, last season's finalists, these are the Champions League nights that everyone looks forward to. The glamour, as they say, of the Champions League. So how are you feeling, Celtic fans? You could not go into it in a better place, but then obviously it's a big step up. So how do you feel? Can you get the job done tonight? How confident are you? Can you cause an upset? What do you think the game's going to look like? How's it going to pan out? Give us a call. There seems to be, last night it bubbled away towards the end, that one issue. Is it Paulo Bernardo or is it Reo Hatate? You've probably got about 40 minutes before the team comes out, so why not give us your suggestion, or indeed predict which direction you think Brendan Rodgers will go in. Give us a call right now on that one so that we can get it in before the team news is confirmed. And anything else around that tie tonight over in Dortmund, get your thoughts over to us as soon as you can. Rangers fans, this has been a big one. How pleasing is it to see Yanis Hadji back in the first team squad? This has been ongoing. Lots of people asking the question and wondering why he's been playing and involved with the B team. Well, Rangers confirming today he is back as a member of the first team. He's not in the European squad, so he can't feature this midweek. But after that, he's back. He's involved. He's there in the first team. How pleasing is that for you, Rangers fans? What are your hopes for him this season? Similar question, Dejan Sterling, new long-term contract. Is it about time Rangers did more of that to make sure not so many people leave at the end of their deal like happened in the summer? If that's not enough for your Tuesday night, there is a Scotland squad. It is decimated by injury. Steve Clarke really up against it in certain areas. And he's brought in Aberdeen's Nicky Devlin. He's brought in Andy Irving, who you'll remember maybe was at Hearts once upon a time, is now at West Ham. He's a really fascinating career path. And Liam Lindsay. We used to get calls for Liam Lindsay to be in the Scotland squad when he was at Partick Thistle many years ago. So he's now eventually made it in. What do you make of those three? What do you make of Craig Gordon being back? He'll be 42 at the end of the year. Give us all your thoughts on the Scotland squad as well. 0141 951 1025. Lots going on.
Yeah, plenty going on, as you said. From particularly in this part of the world, obviously different aspects of it. Celtic, you're focusing on the Champions League. And Rangers, you mentioned there was a big surprise with Yanis Hadji. There was a lot of talk. We don't know if it's, you know, if it's actually factual, but they were saying about if he played one more game,
yeah,
it was going to ignite an increase in salary and these type of things. So maybe they've sorted something out with him. Maybe they've went to the player and says, look, can we resolve this to get you back involved again? So there's maybe been some compromise there, but we don't know that. But listen, he is a good player, and I think Philippe Clement needs all the help he can get if he's wanting to try and cut that deficit, yeah, which is already, a significant, gap between Rangers and Aberdeen at this moment in time. You have to give due credit, and Celtic.
Good topic that for you Rangers fans to get your teeth into. What's your reaction to Yanis Hadji being brought back into the first team fold? Can you see him playing a big part this season? What do you make of Dejan Sterling's new contract? Give us a call. The obvious place to start is tonight's Champions League game. So Celtic fans, can you do it tonight? A very simple question. Can you do it? Can you cause that shock? Is this team in such a good place that they can go to somewhere like Dortmund and get something? Or maybe you're a bit less optimistic than that. You tell us. 01419511025. And who should play in midfield? Is it Rio Hatate or is it Paulo Bernardo? You choose. Let's cross live to Dortmund right now.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard European Group Stages with UK Debt Expert, the top team helping you tackle your debt. Verify at ukdebtexpert.co.uk. May not be suitable for all. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
What a night in store. Gabriel is in Dortmund and has all the latest building up to the big game.
Yes, good evening from the Signal Iduna Park. I'm here. Might not be portrait glory here, Daz are laughing at me. But it's great to be back
down.
In Germany. I'm upside down. Have you done this, Daz? Have you done something fiddling with the computer?
He's put you upside down on the live stream. Don't you worry, we're listening to you anyway.
Oh, what an atmosphere it already is here, Gordon. The Celtic fans, as Daz was saying, there's about 5,000 of them. Well, that's how many tickets they've been given. But there was a lot more than that in the squares this afternoon. They were in there singing their songs, drinking the local beer, and they headed here early. Hardly any Dortmund fans in, but Celtic already packing out that corner behind me. And what a place this is. 81,000 seats in total. Celtic as confident as they ever have been for a game of this magnitude. And why not? 9 wins in a row to start the season. 17 wins in a row to include the end of last campaign. They were, of course, up against last year's runners-up, Borussia Dortmund. They've got a novice manager of themselves. They've had a bumpy start to the campaign. They score goals, and they concede goals as well. Celtic, 16 strikes in the last 3 matches. It's going to be a cracker.
Yes, Gabriel, we'll have the team news very soon as well. So until such times, you get to pick, you get to predict which direction Brendan Rodgers will go in. Most of it picks itself. I just feel like we're back where we were 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Is it Rio Hatate? Is it Paulo Bernardo?
Same
if
argument.
Anything, is the debate, has it got tighter, even the argument?
I'm massive on Bernardo. I think Bernardo's going to go into bigger things. I just think he's got every single thing in his locker. Produced it again at the weekend, Gordon. But he can't take any away from the ability of Hatate. I think he'll stick with Hatate. A great headache, we all see it, as ex-managers, coaches, great headache to have. 2 terrific players, pick one. It'll be depend on how he sees the game going tonight, but I've got a funny feeling Hatate will start. But if Bernardo started, I would have no argument whatsoever against it.
You were in Perth.
Yeah.
In terms of doing all you can to try and get in the manager's thoughts, don't know if Paulo Bernardo could have done much more, but sometimes managers just see it as a completely separate challenge and make their decision based on that.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at the opponent you're going to be playing against, but at the weekend, Bernardo, like every other Celtic player, to be fair, was exceptional. And, scored a wonderful goal, great ball in for Maeda's goal. And, he was just instrumental and just enjoying his football. You could see they played with a swagger, that confidence that the form and the style of goals and, just everything about them. And Bernardo was pivotal in a lot of Celtic's play. But I'm with Gordon tonight. I think he might go with Hatate because I think Hatate's got a little bit more. He can be restrained a little bit more in terms of how he holds his position alongside McGregor. So although Celtic and Brendan Rodgers always 4-3-3, a slight tweak makes it a 4-2-3-1 when he just draws Hatate a bit closer to McGregor and just giving them a little bit more, you know, be a little bit more compact in the midfield. So I think he might go with that tonight. We say whatever player he chooses, they're in the top of their form, so no one can argue. But I just think away to Dortmund, you need to be a little bit more conservative, just a tweak, and I think that tweak will be Hatate for Bernardo tonight.
Let's bring in Andy, who's on the line. How are you, Andy?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys? Okay.
Good, thanks. What's your sort of general mood and feeling ahead of this one, Andy?
I actually think Celtic have got a shot to nothing here. I think they're not expected to win in Dortmund, although I think with Celtic's pace, they can hurt absolutely anybody. I think the format lends itself to Celtic going into the game far more relaxed than they've ever went into a Champions League tie. So I genuinely believe that Celtic will get something for the game. And I also think that I think Rodgers might start with Adam Ida.
There's a big shout. Let me get to that in a second. I like that. You've just thrown that in. First of all, the kind of general mood. We sometimes see this where in Champions League, Celtic become what the other Scottish Premiership sides are when they face Celtic. That phrase, that's what we hear when St Mirren go to Celtic Park. It's a free hit. Or, you know, when Motherwell go to Celtic Park. Is that the way you see it?
If I was in the Celtic camp right now, I would be confident as well of getting something. Yes, we all know it as a step up. You're playing against a top quality side in their own patch. So that becomes difficult right away. If they defend with their lives tonight, I think they're capable, middle to front, of getting something over there. I really do. I think it's their best chance. I think Brendan Rodgers said it before the campaign started. Look, this is the best he's ever felt going into a European campaign. His league form has showed that. They got off to a terrific start in their first game at home, scoring 5. Yes, you can question the opposition, but I just think they're playing with such confidence. But let's not be kidded here. They will need to defend tonight.
Well, if it is defending for their lives, it's going to be partly down to Austin Trusty rather than Cameron Carter-Vickers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no disrespect to Austin Trusty. He's came in and, again, strolled through the game at the weekend. But it's a huge test tonight against Dortmund. I mean, Gordon mentions a step up. It's a huge step up. Let's not disguise that. Finished second to Bayer Leverkusen last year, a Champions League finalist. You know, you're not at that level if you're an ordinary team. So, you know, they can be exceptional on their day. They do have frailties at the back, and we know that. But part of that is because they're so attack minded, and the atmosphere in their own stadium will make them that. Can Celtic play counter attack? Andy's just said there, Celtic with great pace on the counter, whether it's Kyogo, Kun, whether Adam Ida comes in and looks at a different thing, and obviously Maeda. So they've got great pace on the counter attack, but can they play that style? Can they absorb pressure and then hit them on the break? Mm-hmm. If they could do that, then they could turn Dortmund. If they go toe to toe with them, are they good enough? That's a question that we'll find out in a couple of hours. I don't think there's any chance
Ida will play tonight. No, because Jim touches it on there. I think they're going to depend on the counter attack tonight. And your quick, sharp players, Kyogo, Maeda, Kuhn, and the flanks, that's the best way of getting a goal for
me. Sometimes hear, though, bigger physical strikers are the out ball, as the phrase goes.
No, I think the way Celtic play on the counter-attack, they just don't play long balls up to centre-forward. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've seen it against Rangers at Ibrox when Kyogo scored offside goal. 3 passes through the middle of the park, wide, into the box, and the ball's in the back of the net. I think they'll go with that.
Andy, Adam Ida start against Falkirk and St Mirren over a month ago. You really see him being brought in from the start for this one?
I just feel it depends on the system that Celtic want to play. If they go the way Jim Duffy's saying, where they go a wee bit conservative and they have to really defend, then I think Ida's the guy that's the perfect guy that's going to hold the ball up. If they go like Gordon's saying and go toe-to-toe, then they're going to go with Kyogo under. There's going to be a spoke in the work somewhere, and I think that he might go either. And I also agree with Jim Duffy. I think he'll start Hatate.
I mean, Kyogo scored twice at the weekend. Jimmy is up to 4 for the season. Yeah. There has been the odd criticism over maybe the odd kind of. Funnily enough, he scored a very good one on one chance at the weekend.
Yeah,
a harder one than some that they had passed up in previous weeks. And I know there was a school of thought when Adam Eder was brought in, well, Brendan Rodgers said, I've got two number ones. It's that great phrase that they use, two number one strikers. I just wonder if we're there yet. To be fair, Adam Eder's coming on and scoring in most of the games, but is he close to starting a game like this one?
I don't think so. I think Hugo's still number one striker. I know Brendan's going to be saying that because he has to re-sign a player for, was it $7.5 million or something up front? We other add-ons to come. So it's a huge investment for Celtic to do on Adam Eder. But I think Hugo, just with the way Celtic play, is still the number one striker. Adam Eder, will compete very, very well, and it's brilliant for Celtic to have two top class strikers at their disposal, and that Brendan can use that whatever option he wants to go down. But I believe that Kyogo, certainly at the weekend, he was as sharp as a tack. He really was. His movement was brilliant, back to his best. And again, that confidence of scoring goals. I mean, Gordon will tell you better than anyone as a striker, you're scoring goals. That's the one thing you want to be, is in that starting lineup, don't you? You don't want a rest. You don't want the manager making a tactical switch. You want to be the man.
Yeah, it'll go a bit Kyogo tonight. Of that, there's nothing.
Andy, tell me why it's Hatate over Bernardo for you, because I feel like, just looking at social media and some of the calls we had last night, it feels like there is such a split on this, because it is a nice problem to have.
I think Hatate's speed of thought at times will change the game in half a second, and I think that's what Celtic is going to have to go with. I think Paulo Bernardo has to be the unluckiest guy in the world, because he's competing against these guys. And I understand the split, because Hatate's not been, he's not started the season on fire, but big players react to big games, and I think he'll start with Hatate. I just think Brendan wants to really try and cut through these boys in Dortmund, and I think it'll be the speed of thought, or Hatate's speed of thought, that'll do that.
Well, it's going to be interesting. We're not far away from finding out, so you can chuck your tuppence worth in. Maybe you go the opposite from Andy and think it's Kyogo and Paulo Bernardo. Maybe you agree with them on one and disagree on the other. Whatever it is, why not get your calls into us right now on 01419511025. Let's hear a bit from Arne Engels, the Celtic midfielder, of course, played in Germany until very recently. These were his pre-match thoughts.
We have also an amazing atmosphere in Celtic Park, so it's kind of the same, but it's, everybody knows how to handle it. If you can play in Celtic Park, then you can play everywhere. If you don't have the belief, then you better not come here and just stay. It's good, it's 5-0 for them, but it's not like this. We just want to come here and of course win.
Good time to call then. Where are you on those team lineup debates and more generally, Celtic fans? Can you do it tonight? You're in such a good, confident run of form. Is that enough to bridge that gap that obviously exists in terms of, recent form and so on in Champions League competitions with Borussia Dortmund? Can you do it tonight? Give us a call and we'll speak to you next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon Dalziel and Jim Duffy are here, about 90 minutes away from kickoff in Dortmund, so still time for you Celtic fans to get all your pre-match predictions in. Can you do it? Can you go over there and cause a shock against last season's finalists? Or maybe you're a bit more pessimistic about things. Maybe you think everyone's getting carried away and this is a step too far. Whatever you think about it, give us a shout right now and let us know. The main debate, I thought, was Hatate or Bernardo, so you can give us your thoughts there. But first caller throws a curveball and thinks Adam Eder will start. What do you think? 01419511025. Don't forget, Rangers fans, I know it's a big Champions League night, and understandably that's the focus, but plenty of talking points coming out of Ibrox today. I thought it would be a quiet day. Not only is Yanis Hadji back with the first team, Dujon Sterling has been given a new contract as well. So a busy day there. And it's Scotland squad as well. Everyone's favourite day, where you rage about how bad you think the squad is, but you can't actually come up with any better solutions as to what should be in there. So again, 01419511025. Right, let's have a look as well on Twitter, where you can get your thoughts in. Andy, he's along the same lines as no, in fact, he's not. He's got Kyogo. He thinks Kyogo will play, but thinks Bernardo. You both think Hatate, don't you?
Yeah.
Jim, you watched Dortmund at the the weekend. Yeah. Was that that was Friday night, of course.
Yeah.
See, you know, at least one of our pundits does the research. You watch different things on a Friday night. Jim sits and watches the game.
He's watching Ball
I do watch German TV, but in the football, right, it's a soap opera.
Enough.
What
did you make of them? Because you can always spin these things when you're just doing it from a distance. They're last season's finalists, right? That should be a bit of a clue that they're pretty good in the Champions League, and then some. They have shipped a lot of goals recently. Yeah. Lost 5-1 last week to Stuttgart. They're not as high up the Bundesliga table as they would like. So those were the bits that you would use to give Celtic hope, brought back down to earth by the fact that they're runners up last season.
Yeah, and then obviously they can score goals, and that's the other side of them. But they were very expansive. The first 20 minutes, they went at the races. They just didn't look actually interested. They were really flat. Go a couple of goals behind, and then they literally looked as if they flicked a switch. And once they scored the goal to make it 2-1, you're then thinking, yeah, they're going to go in and win this. There was no doubt in my mind that they were going to go in and win. And then the crowd get behind them, and then there's a momentum gathers, like a lot of teams, you know, or bigger teams, particularly at home, start to do. And, you know, they really did play some terrific football after that, created a number of chances, scored, as I said, 4 goals. And, you know, just very good going forward. But yeah, they are a bit frail at the back. They do leave space. Like most teams nowadays, they play with the high fullbacks, sometimes inverted, but very high. So they end up with kind of almost like 2 number 10s and a striker. And they play little, intricate passes, trying to play, you know, and just the modern way that, similar to the way Celtic play, to be honest with you. So I think it'll be a very open game. I think there will be goals in it. I think Celtic will definitely score tonight. I'll be amazed if Celtic don't score against them. But whether they can, they can go and win the game or not will be... Kasper Schmeichel's going to have to play well. Defensively, they're going to have to be really resolute. And it's a different type of test for them, because it's something that that hasn't been thrown at Celtic so far this season.
Celtic fans, what do you think? Can you do it? Where is the optimism level? Do you think it can be done tonight, or are you a bit more realistic, if that would be the right word? Give us a call right now if you can, and again, your thoughts: who plays up front, who plays in midfield? You decide. 01419511025. Gordon, the benefit is that Austin Trusty played at the weekend, so there's game time there, but it's such a different test, and in that regard he is going to be untested to a point.
Look, they're missing their best defender, Carter Vickers. That's a massive blow. But listen, he was brought in for decent money, Gordon. He was brought in for nights like this. He's had the game under his belt at the weekend. He knows the club now. He knows what's expected. Scales is in top form, which helps as well. So it's a big night for those two, because they will come under pressure. They will be tested. They've just got to stand up. And as Jim quite rightly says, I think tonight, if Celtic have to come out of Germany with anything, Schmeichel will need to have a real good night.
Josh is a Celtic fan. How do you feel about this task, this challenge tonight, Josh?
All right, Gordon, how are you, mate? You okay?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I've heard this saying, have a goal been mentioned, Gordon. And to me, that doesn't mean get on the front foot and be all out attack, as some people seem to be implying. It can also mean, like, defensive discipline. Have that bite in midfield and really make it tough for Dortmund. Sort of put yourself about, stifle their crowd, and then offer that sporadic threat on the counter-attack, you know what I mean? So we can't fall into that trap of 11 men behind the ball, but it has to be like, we have to do so with that balance, because, you know, if we go a goal down early on, you could be opening the floodgates to an absolute hiding, because, you know, Dortmund have that reputation throughout Europe, don't they? Like European Cup finalists from last season. So, you know, we need to approach it with that right mindset, get stuck in early on, and sort of let Dortmund know that they're in for a tough night, basically.
Yeah, I sometimes think we all fall into the trap of thinking that it's just one or the other. We always hear it. Either it's gung-ho or it's park the bus. Either it's high press or you get everybody behind the ball. I mean, there must be...
low block.
There must be more to it. And I wonder, Jim, about... We do this every year with Celtic when we talk about trying to find a more pragmatic, is always the word as well, way of going about it in Europe. Are they at a stage, though, where they're fine-tuning so much what they're doing, and you've got Maeda and the team, Kyogo and the team. Is there any point in asking those guys to sit off the ball?
Well, Celtic will not play a low block. That just won't happen. Celtic are not that type of team, no matter who they play. And Brendan Rodgers is not that type of manager. He will play the system that he believes is the best for his team to go and perform, and the demands for you know his team that he puts on them is that can they cope with the press other teams will put on them? Good players, can they play through that press? You know, I mean, technically, Celtic are a very, very good side. At any level, Celtic are a very good side technically. We understand that the very top level, the Real Madrid, you know, the your Man City, all these kind of things, that's a whole different level. Borussia Dortmund are a good side, a very good side at times, but they're not an exceptional side. Their form hasn't been at the same level this season as it has been this last year.
You don't think this is one of those that if Celtic are too open, it becomes an absolute doing and then it's all
no, I don't think disaster. So against Borussia Dortmund. I think, as I said, I think they're a very good side and they can be, but they're not at the same level as they were last season. They have dipped a bit. You know, they're not as consistent. So they have times you're hoping that tonight's one of those nights where they do make a few errors and Celtic can capitalise. And the form at Celtic's in just now, the confidence is at the club, then, you know, they can do that. But it still would be, it'd have to be an outstanding performance to get a result.
But the thing is, Jim, big question you're talking there, right? Celtic don't sit back. But if you've seen them against, well, you did see them against Rangers at Ibrox when Rangers were on the front foot. They sat in there and all of a sudden they can break through you. It's where they press tonight. Yeah. For me, if they press too high up the pitch, and Celtic have got the players to go and do the press, no doubt about that. They've got the workers. If they press too high up the pitch, I think you're playing against an opposition that can easily play through you and break that press. I think that's where it'll be important tonight, where they actually go and press from, what areas.
Yeah, I think Celtic will try and play their normal game as much as they possibly can, as Gordon has mentioned there. You know, it's all down to the opposition, and they will ask questions of Dortmund, can you deal with that? But I just don't see Brendan Rodgers changing really anything in terms of his team. Yeah, of course, if they play through it, then they'll drop back in, they'll get behind the ball, but that's something they have to do. You have to do that against good teams. But in terms of when Celtic have the ball, I still see them playing from the back. I don't see them going back to front. I don't see them, as I said, playing a low block and try to play on the counter. I think Celtic, under Brendan Rodgers, will always play a style that he believes will suit the players he has, regardless of the opposition.
Hatate or Bernardo tonight, Josh?
I go for the more disciplined option at Hatate. I just think you've got to stop him playing through you. As much as you can, you know, these are the European finalists from last year, as you've already alluded to. You know, they possess talent throughout the team, but you know, Celtic do as well, so we have to pick our moments to sort of go and press and get on that front foot. But it's important that first and foremost, right, you know, like Kasper Schmeichel is going to be very important, isn't he, in that defensive unit. Keep it nice and tight for as long as possible. The longer the game goes on, the more Dortmund's crowd gets frustrated, maybe gets on the backs of their players, because in inverted commas, they're only playing Celtic. Whereas, like, for Celtic's point of view, I don't agree with this free hit business either. Mm-hmm. I agree with, like, this is a great opportunity for Celtic to put the foot down in Europe and come away with some kind of positive performance first and foremost, Gordon. Then, if the result comes from with it, all the better. But we need to start well. You know, we need to start that disciplined sort of attitude of, like, let's try and keep it tight for as long as possible and offer that sporadic threat up front. We've got Kyogo, we've got Maeda, players with pace and speed and power. So, you know, let's try and utilise that as much as possible, basically.
Is Hatate the more, Josh used the word disciplined, I guess that would loosely mean defensive, maybe, as well. Is he of the two? I feel like obviously they're both so good and they've both got strength.
I think the two of them have got
who's
the
more
strength.
Disciplined then? Let's pick that one word, because that suggests, you know, doing the defensive job to people, really, doesn't it? Who's
I don't think either of them are really defensive.
I don't think you can decide on that. I don't think it's a case of saying, right, okay, if I'm going to pick either tonight, what one's the most defensive? Mm-hmm. Because I think the two of them, like you say, Jim, have got the same qualities in that area. I keep going back to it. I've said it since Bernardo's come back. I watched him against Rangers. I thought he was terrific. He's been left out the side. Come back in at weekend. Yes, St Johnston, fine. We all can take that on board. I just think Bernardo going forward has got everything in his locker. I think he's got to be a top, top. He is a top player, but I think he'll get better and better under Brendan Rodgers. But it'd be very difficult to leave out the ability of Hatate.
The point that I made earlier on, I just think because Hatate's been at Celtic a little bit longer and played with McGregor more often than Bernardo has at this moment, Gordon, as we're talking about right now, maybe in a couple of minutes' time that'll change. I just think he gives him a wee bit more balance. I think, as I say, there's a little bit more cohesion, a little bit more understanding of how Brendan Rodgers wants to play, how Callum McGregor wants to play. And that's part of the reason why I think Hatate might get the nod, not on just ability or the style of footballer he is, just on his connection with Callum McGregor. I think he's got a better connection with Callum McGregor at this moment.
Okay, thank you to Josh. What about Steve in Clydebank? How are you, Steve?
Hello.
Hi, Steve. Steve. Got you loud and clear. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks. Good evening to you all. First time caller.
Oh, good to have you. What made you call tonight then? Just a big game?
But I don't listen to your programme on the radio. I watch it on the telly, so I can see the captions that come along the bottom of the telly. My question to you, that's what I was phoning for. Do you think that the Borussia Dortmund team that are playing tonight are a better team, a worse team than what Rangers played 2 years ago?
Oh, what a great Glasgow-lensed question about the Champions League this is.
Yeah.
Go on.
Right, Gordon, do you think it's a better team?
I don't think they're a better team than even the, you know, the one that was in the Championship.
Champions League final.
Champions League final, Gordon. I think Celtic are a better team. I think this is the best they've been equipped.
That's not what Steve's asking.
But what I will say is, I wouldn't be getting carried away because I still think they've got top quality players and they're at home, as first and foremost as well. Technically, they'll be very, very good, as we all know how German teams are. I think Celtic will need to be at their best tonight.
As always, it's going to turn the debate really boring here, but like, it just surely depends what your sort of criteria is. And the problem with these is you take into account sort of what happens the season before, because that then dictates. As a very obvious example, Rangers played them in the Europa League. So that team was in the Europa League. This one's in the Champions League, and they reached the.
I think this team are better than the one that was there a couple of years
ago. Though, that team that Rangers played in the Europa League went on to finish second in the Bundesliga. This team finished fifth last season, whilst they reached the Champions League final.
I think this team, just again, the progression that they had made in the Champions League. But, you know, listen, everyone will have their opinions on it. It doesn't really matter anyway whether one team's better or not. It's totally immaterial.
It's a Glasgow point scoring thing. That's what it is.
It's about
really.
Tonight, and it's about, you know, who can perform, you know, tonight. And also the new format. I think this new format could be an advantage to Celtic. You know, it's not that home and away tie sort of thing, you know. So this is a game where, you know, you go there and you can maybe have a little bit more of a go than you maybe have might have done if it's a kind of two-legged type of thing. I'm not sure.
Steve, what do you think Celtic's chances are then, if you're comparing how strong they are now, Dortmund, or how strong they were? What are the chances tonight?
Well, my opinion is I think it's a better team than what they were 2 years ago. As you say, they were in the Europa League then. It's just when I read some of the captions, I know there's bias on everywhere, you know, I tend not to be biased, but somebody said that Dortmund aren't as good as they were 2 years ago and they're going to get a thumping defeat tonight. And also that if you want to watch proper Champions League football, forget tonight's game and watch Thursday's game, that Lyon are the best team in the group. So I was just wondering what your opinion was of that. I don't watch French football. I've never seen Lyon play.
Like I said, I think the whole argument is obviously going to come up in a sort of biased sense, and I just don't feel I can't bring myself to be offended either way. This team reached the Champions League final, that team was in the Europa League, but that team finished second in the Bundesliga, and this team finished fifth. This team might go on to win the Bundesliga or finish second this season. I've no idea. It strikes me as the one that we can just let go on and on.
I still just think it's a glamour tie, and that's the way we look. It's a glamour Champions League tie, and that, you know, we don't get enough spotlight on our teams, and we're always, you know, countries and people are always putting our league down, our teams down, even if they do well. But from Celtic's point of view, they haven't had a good Champions League for a number of years now. So fantastic start against Slovan Bratislava, and this is a chance tonight to show whether that progress has been made. Brendan Rodgers has said it in the past. It's about learning. Mm-hmm. The only way you can prove you've learned is by performing against the top teams. And Borussia Dortmund, regardless of whether it's a German league or a French league, Borussia Dortmund are a top team.
I have seen a lot of this today. Abbott, that team had Bellingham and this one doesn't. Abbott, he was young then. Abbott, that team had Haaland. Oh, but he didn't play. Knock yourselves out. 01419511025. We're going to get the team news after this.
Win a quarter of £1 million. Clyde One.
Yes, enter our big cash competition right now. You could be on the receiving end of a quarter of £1 million. And we guarantee someone will win every penny on Friday. Just one entry could be enough to bag that £250,000. So don't hang about. Text yes to 61025. Texts are £2 plus your standard network rate. You can enter on our website for £2 or call 0330 880 4523. And the calls are charged at a standard rate as well. It is over 18s only. All the rules for this Rail Network competition are on our website. And the lines close 5pm on Friday. There is no phrase, no amount to remember. You don't even have to pick up within 5 rings. Just answer the phone and make sure you're in that draw. So text yes to 61025.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Head to at Clyde SSB on X now. 0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Jim Duffy and Gordon Diehl are here as we build up to kick off in Dortmund. You can get your thoughts in ahead of that one. There are a couple of big Rangers stories as well to get around, and a Scotland squad. So spoiled for choice tonight. Pick up the phone. Daryl's on Twitter. He says, is there a risk tonight's game brings the reality of Scotland's position in the Champions League back to ground with a thump? It's a glamour tie. That doesn't always mean you're going to get a great result. I suppose that's just the reality when you mix it with the big boys.
Exactly. You've got to raise your game, and you've got to raise your standards, and that's what Brendan Rodgers has been adamant. That's the reason why they've signed the likes of Engels, the likes of Ida, Bernardo. You know, spent whatever 20.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Let me
rudely interrupt you, because Gabriel has the answers to some of the questions we've been debating. What is that team tonight?
Gordon, the team news coming out here, Signal Iduna Park. Paolo Bernardo is given the nod ahead of Reo Hatate in the middle of the park. That was the main decision for Brendan Rodgers, and he goes with the Portuguese midfielder. He keeps the exact same 11 that beat St Johnstone 6-0 on Saturday night. And no wonder, they were brilliant. Can they deliver the same level of performance tonight? That's the question. So the team is as follows. It's Kasper Schmeichel in goal. A defence of Alistair Johnston, Austin Trusty, Liam Scales and Greg Taylor. Callum McGregor will have Paolo Bernardo and Arne Engels in front of him. Nicholas Kuhn will start on the right. Dyson Maeda on the left. Kyogo through the middle. The substitutes: Sinisalo, Bain, Ida, Baye, Yang, Navrotsky, Hatate, McCowan, Forrest, Ralston, Welsh and Palmer.
Well, there we go. You both leaned to Hatate. I don't think either of you are disgusted or stunned in any way. There was never that much in it. But Brendan Rodgers must really like his midfield options if we're at the stage now where people are comfortable with Reo Hatate being left out.
I've got to say, Brendan Rodgers is starting to annoy me. because in the first game, I went for Bernardo over Hatate, yeah. Because I'm massive in Bernardo just now. And then I went, well, okay, went in the first game with Hatate. Hatate played very well in it. But I said to the opening tonight, Gordon, I just think Bernardo will go further and further. I think he's just got everything. Every time I watch him, I think he's getting better. I think he's got everything in his locker. And he is, as I say, top player, but I think he's got to get better under Brendan Rodgers.
We couldn't quite... No, we just split them into categories. We couldn't quite decide on discipline. Who's tidier? Whose ball retention is better for you?
I think you can't really separate them. You can't split them. They're both technically excellent players. We know that Hatate last season, you know, had a spell when Matt Riley was maybe scoring, that he came up with the goods. Obviously, he missed the start of the season with injury and then came stronger as the season went on. Like a lot of the Celtic players, Bernardo maybe at the start of the season was playing a little bit of catch-up because the deal didn't get finalised to closer, a bit further down the line than he would have wished. So all in all, I just think that they're two fantastic players.
Let's bring in John Paul, who's a Celtic fan in Cambuslang. What are you thinking tonight then, John Paul? We're getting there. How are you? How are the pre-match nerves?
No, I'm actually quite calm, to be honest. First of all, the whole of the panel, two fair viewed ex-Old Firm players.
They
always get a good opinion and a good measured opinion. I think that it's going to be a high-scoring game. I watched the game on Friday night with Dortmund, and it was like a game of two halves, but they were frightening in the second half. I think there'll be goals in the game, obviously. I think it'll be high-scoring, but I just hope that Celtic... But I don't want them to get a man sent off, because that's happened before in big games away from home in the Champions League, and it kind of ruins the game, you know, any chance you've got of getting a result. But I'm quite positive. I think we make a chance of a score draw, but which I would bite your hands off for. But, you know, we've come on leaps and bounds. I'm quite happy with the way we're playing, and I'm looking forward to watching it.
It's a good point, because I know it seems obvious no matter what game you go into, but last season, away... to Feyenoord, Celtic get two men sent off, which, I'm sorry, but at the Champions League level, if you're a team of Celtic standing, you are not getting a result if you go down to nine men. And then it dies in Maeda as well, didn't he, in Madrid. So, yep, it's a fairly obvious one for you managing coaching types, but yeah. Celtic's discipline will need to be good.
Yeah, you'll need to keep 11 on the pitch if they've any chance tonight. I do agree. I listened to Jim earlier saying that he thought that Celtic will score tonight. I do believe that as well. I think they've got the personnel. I think they've got the players. I think they're playing with the confidence. My worry is at the back. I really do, because they'll come under a lot of pressure. Defensively, they have got to be top tonight. Do I see them winning? No, I don't. But I wouldn't be surprised if they come away with a point. Really don't.
John Paul, how do you view the defensive unit tonight? Can they stand up to this?
I hope so, but I watched their right winger on Friday night, and he looks frightening, and my boy tells me more about him than me, because he knows more about the German football, but so the left back's going to be under a bit of pressure, but I would take a score draw to each.
I'm sure most sailed. I think Brendan Rodgers would have a bit of that.
Right,
well.
Now he'd be back in the flight.
Two each,
you'd be thrilled of it. But you know, John Paul's right in the sense of Dortmund, as I mentioned, you know, played really, really well in the second half. Some fantastic football. I still think it'll be down to the midfield tonight. Does he withdraw Engels a little bit? And again, make them a little bit more disciplined with Bernardo, so that they've got that five across the midfield then with Kuhn and Mia. You know, Maeda's going to work all day. I mean, his work rate is phenomenal. I mean, that's one of the words you can use to describe it. But also Kuhn as well is not negating his defensive duties, even though he's playing at the top of his game just now. So if they can just drop that and have that five in midfield, deny Dortmund any space in between. You know, the little pockets that they tend to find, then that'll help with defence. If Celtic are really open and the two wingers stay really wide as they did at the weekend, then I think Dortmund will play through them. So I think they've got to narrow in a little bit and be a little bit more compact, almost like a 4-1-4-1.
John Paul, we know it's Bernardo and not Hatate. Is that what you would have chosen, or would you have gone the opposite way?
I was a wee bit surprised, but Bernardo has played. You can't see either way, but I thought he would have maybe brought Hatate in, but Bernardo, he's played well in Champions League games last season, so I'm quite happy with either or. It's a good position to be in, put it that way.
Absolutely, thank you very much to John Paul. Yeah. Let's find out who Celtic face tonight. This is a Borussia Dortmund side that have only one home Champions League defeat in their last 18, I think it is, so they clearly are an excellent home record there. Gabriel, what does their team look like?
Yes, Gordon, it is a strong 11. Kerbel in goal, the defence of Kuto, Anton, Schlotterbeck and Ryerson. Gross and Chan will be at the base of midfield with Brandt in front of them. Adeyemi and Gittins on the wing. They'll bring pace and Gourassi leads the line up top. Substitutes Meyer, Lotka, Ben Sabiani, Mecha, Bayer, Duranville, Sabitzer, Schuller and Azil. Gordon, you were saying that they've only lost one of their last 18 home matches in Europe. They've not lost in 10 games here at the Signal Iduna Park on European nights. And big teams have come here since then. Man City, AC Milan, Chelsea, PSG twice. The last team to beat them here, Rangers.
Well, what do you know? Why are they playing the Champions League anthem now?
I know, I thought the game was getting off.
Just do it once, just before. You can't play it twice.
Maybe
surely.
Rehearsing it.
I know, but it's a bit, it's like late for a rehearsal, but too early for the game.
I think it was Gabs on his...
Just playing it through the speaker on his phone, just add a bit of... he's not even there. Drama. He's in the car park.
Exactly.
Did he get a ticket?
I'll stick the Champions League music on.
Anyway, this is the big night anthem that you're looking for. Let's play our big game music.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Beat the Pundit time. It's your chance to take on Gordon DL or Jim Duffy and win yourself a signed ball. 0141 951 1025, and the lines close at 7.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out the Clyde One Facebook page now. Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Jim Duffy and Gordon DL are here. 0141 951 1025. I mean, we should have really just live streamed that. What an intense debate during the news about what time 60 plus year old men should go to their bed. I mean, seriously, I'm glad the football's back to distract us. We've actually got breaking news as well. St Johnstone have confirmed Simo Vallecari as their new head coach. To Motherwell fans who grew up in the late 90s, early 2000s, it was a real favourite at Fir Park back in those days. I actually went to school with his sons, or his, I think they were stepsons or something, maybe. But
what was his last job?
Riga FC in Latvia. Mm-hmm. So he's 51 year old, agreed a 3-year deal. Simo Vallecari is the new head coach. Let me just check. Is that one of the questions on Beat the Pundit?
Is it?
No. But it's the exact type of thing that would be on there. But he's confirmed now. So
who's the new manager, St Johnstone? Or what club is he at?
St Johnstone fans, you can give us your thoughts if you're that way inclined, or Motherwell fans. If he was linked with a Motherwell job on loads of occasions.
It's a left field appointment, though. And I think we all thought that St Johnstone would go down that route a little bit. I think we think Hearts might go down that route as well. But
I think partly because, like I say, he's been linked with a Motherwell job loads. I think Scotland is still close to his heart. He obviously sees it as being a realistic level from where he's, you know, he's worked in Finland, he's worked in Latvia.
It'll just be interesting in what the ambitions of St Johnstone are and what the expectations are. You know, where they expect to go. Is it a style of football they're looking for? Is it, you know, is it a philosophy, or is it just survival?
And you come into a squad that, with the best will in the world, isn't pulling up any
trees. I know they've had a couple of problems with suspensions and things like that. Maybe a couple of the strikers that have been missing injuries as well. But after the weekend, as I say, it was really men against boys against Celtic.
Okay, get your calls in. 0141 951 1025. Of course, we're building up to Dortmund against Celtic. We've given you the team news. A quick recap on the headlines is that it's Bernardo instead of Hatate. But basically it's the same team as the weekend. So any thoughts on that one? Overall feeling, Celtic fans, about whether this is a free hit, whether it's a game that gives you the fear, whether it's a game you think you can get something from, get them in. And after this as well, Rangers fans, Yanis Hadji is back as a first team player. What do you make of that? Give us your reaction. And similar reaction required to a new contract for Dujon Sterling. Let's play this first though.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, it is Beat the Pundit time. You're obviously in good form because I heard you give your stats to Jim Duffy. Now, it's funny how you only know your stats when they're good. No, you don't ever come in here and tell me how many defeats you've got.
No, because I get reminded in the office tonight by producer John, who said, wow, you're on fire. Four out of the last four. I played four out of the last four.
And you get
people are
and
now
you get 10 in one of them.
And people are now fearing the Dazzler, let me tell you. But that could all come down to earth tonight.
Two words it was never you would put against him was shy and retiring.
Exactly.
So therefore he's blown his own trumpet.
I put myself up there to get shot down.
Do you know what reminds me? I don't know if I said this and I keep meaning to do it. It was brilliant. Someone, and I'm sorry, message me again and I'll give you the credit you deserve, but it disappeared now. I can't find the message. But one of your female listeners, because usually you've got a bit of a fan club out there, as I'm sure you tell everybody. I'm just looking at your jumper tonight, your Under Armour hoodie. Did I tell you what someone messaged me? Did I tell you that line?
No.
Someone said, she sent me it in and said, this is for DL, this is him in a nutshell. And it was like a meme, and it said, oh, I can't swear on the radio though, can I? Let me paint the picture. You know the thing that you would turn to open the door?
Right.
Yes,
handle.
It's got another name for a handle.
Right. It said,
ends with a K.
When, yeah, it doesn't sound like that though. When you think you're a knight in shining armour, but you're actually just a in Under Armour.
A female said that.
That is him. That is absolutely him.
I just bought that yesterday.
New Under Armour hoodie every day.
And, I just bought that yesterday.
I know, exactly.
Who
but,
was that?
So you think you're a knight in shining armour, but you're in Under Armour.
Well, whoever put that in, I'll Brilliant. Give them credit.
Anyway, Aaron's in Paisley tonight. How's it going, Aaron?
Not bad. I'm from Paisley, but I'm in Mallorca tonight.
Oh, come on. Stop it. I was going to ask business or pleasure, but there's only one answer there, isn't there?
Of course, I.
Brilliant. You sound sober enough to play, though. That's good.
I've only had maybe one or two vodkas, not too bad. I've been taking it easy. It's my last night, so I'm taking it easy.
Take it easy.
He's only playing soon, so he's wanting to be nice and sensible.
When are you flying back?
Well, the bus is picking us up about 2:30 to go to the airport.
Jim Duffy, could you?
Do you want a lift home? Jim's on the airport. I have to.
He was telling us during the break he's doing some chauffeuring at 2:30 at Glasgow Airport. Yeah. He genuinely was telling us that. He could just pick Aaron up. On
find
the
him.
Way.
He's only going on the bus at 2:30. He's not going to the plane.
You could wait on him at Greg's.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Well, just say that's it. Just
we'll
give
and
him
if,
a number. We'll
if he beats us, you can hand him the ball.
So rather than holding one of those signs,
mm-hmm. just hand him the ball.
Just hold the sign ball. Oh, anyway, right. Heads, it will be Jim Duffy, which would be really perfect. Tails, it will be Gordon DL. Imagine him turning up to greet you off a flight loft. It's his heads. It's the chauffeur himself, Jim Duffy, against Aaron from Paisley. So we give Jim something else in his lug, a bit of music, usually greatest hits radio. Aaron, I'm sure you know, 30 seconds. Answer as many as you can. Pass if you don't know the answer would be my advice, okay? Perfect. Right, 30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. What was the score when Rangers played Dortmund away February 2022?
4-2, Rangers.
How many league games did Falkirk go unbeaten before their defeat to Wraith at the weekend?
31.
Name any SPFL team with a boat on their badge?
Abroth.
Who were the last German side that Celtic faced?
Leipzig.
John Rankin is the current manager of which team?
Pass.
Who was the last Scottish player to play for Borussia Dortmund?
Lambert.
Okay, let's bring him back. Jim Duffy, how are you? Are you ready?
Okay.
Good. Are you groaning at?
I've only got about 3 then.
Think they're tricky?
I'll be happy with you.
A wee bit.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
Your time, Jim Duffy, starts now. What was the score when Rangers played Dortmund away February 2022?
2-1.
How many league games did Falkirk go unbeaten before the defeat to Wraith at the weekend?
How many league games? 41.
Name any SPFL team with a boat on their badge.
Peterhead.
Who were the last German side Celtic faced?
Leipzig.
John Rankin is the current manager of which team?
Hamilton Accies.
Who was the last Scottish player to play for Borussia Dortmund?
Scottish player, Alan McInally.
Okay. Aaron, how do you think
he
it went?
He played with Bayern.
München.
I know Muddo played, but I didn't know if he was
Lambert
the last player.
Lambert,
you know, just Aaron, you've played Jim Duffy before.
I did. The second last game of, not last season, but the season before, he beat me 4 or 5-3, so I was looking for a wee bit of redemption tonight.
Aaron is my favourite. I love that, that he, the second last game of last season. You know, the way you would refer to like big games. You know, I remember Celtic played so and so in the second last game.
Difficult.
I don't know about Aaron going, but I think 3 was
well,
alright.
Aaron's a Rangers fan, so he just checked his tattoo from the famous night. 4-2 it was to Rangers. He goes 1-0 up.
Yeah.
Falkirk 43 games unbeaten. None of you got
41.
It. Aaron, wouldn't it be just terrible if Jim Duffy had the choice of Morton,
Clyde,
or Clyde for the boats on the badge, or Hibs? Three teams he's been a manager.
Don't look at the badges.
Ostrandra. That's incredible, genuinely.
Aye.
You've managed three of the four.
And still never gotten.
Do you know what? I think if you were going to guess randomly, I think Peterhead's not a ridiculous shout.
Did Aaron get that?
Aaron didn't, but he's managed three of them. That could not have been better. Stranraer was the other one. None of you got it. The last German team Rangers faced, Celtic faced, was RB Leipzig. Both got it.
Well done.
John Rankin, Hamilton, equaliser, Jim Duffy. You know he'll get the management type ones, which means it all comes down to who was the last Scottish player to play for Borussia Dortmund. Paul Lambert left in 97. That's who Aaron said. But Scott Booth played there till 99.
Oh, I mean, Aaron will never get that in a million years.
I just told you, Aaron said
Paul Lambert. Well, I'd have went Lambert.
Tricky.
Mm-hmm. They were difficult, mate.
Thanks for
very,
that. This is,
tricky.
I think it was just the
question.
You'll
quick
take a
tiebreaker,
won't you?
Let's Celtic, take a draw. Right, let's go to the tiebreaker.
Okay. Danny, you write something. I need a pen. He's a pen.
Here's the deal, Aaron. I will ask the question. I'll invite Jim to write his down and then give you the chance to have your say, okay?
Okay.
The question is this: how many clean sheets have been kept in the Scottish Premiership so far this season? How many clean sheets have been kept in the Scottish Premiership so far this season?
Hurry up.
Okay, right. Okay, what are you going for, Aaron?
I'll go for 15.
Okay, what? Aaron goes 15. Jim goes 36.
Oh, are you counting?
That's okay. Even I can handle this quite quickly. Mm-hmm. I can tell you the one of you is 15 out. One of you is only 6 out.
So it'll be done.
Aaron is the winner. It's 21 clean sheets so far. Well done, Aaron. The sign ball
redemption.
Is redemption. Redemption. Listen, the big baldy guy waiting at the arrivals with the sign ball. There can't be two of them, seriously. So,
but two baldy guys are two bald.
Well, both.
Look forward to meeting you at the airport, Jim.
Take care, Aaron. You're a Rangers fan, is that right? You remembered the
Dortmund. Yeah.
What do you make of that news today about Yanis Hadji brought back into the fold?
To be honest, I've been saying for a long time that he should be brought in. Obviously, there's a wee bit of politics behind it with the wages and stuff. But I think before he kind of fell away from the team, he was one of the players that really made a difference. So really good news, to be fair, in my opinion.
I mean, I've not heard many Rangers fans who say, no, I don't want him anywhere near the team. Because just given the circumstances, it was never going to be that, Gordon. That you can have levels of this stuff. You can be a Rangers fan who thinks this guy's going to come in and tear the place up and be first choice every week. But for loads of people, it's not even about that. It's just, why would you not have him in there? He's a contracted player to the club. Yes, the politics that we mentioned there, and
it triggers the
increase in wage and that sort of
Michael
stuff.
Ball a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. But I said when the transfer window closed, I thought that the player and the club have to sit around the table, because it does nobody any good, right? You're never going to get shift a player if he's continually playing in the B team, right? He's a talented international footballer. He's a good player. Yes, he's had his ups and downs at Rangers, but he's still a very talented player. It only makes sense for me, Gordon, to sit down and say, right, okay, we'll get you involved. He's now got to earn the right if he's going to have to be, you know, in his plans to start the games, but he's now got his foot in the door.
Where are you on him, Aaron, in the sense that, you know, sometimes players do become much better when they're not in the team, and, you know, the people sort of fantasise about the impact they can have. Do you feel he can do that? Can he come and be a proper main player, or is it just about bolstering those squad numbers?
I suppose only time will tell, but his head's never been down. Like, you get some players that they've just kind of lost a bit of focus and they don't want to play for Rangers, but even when he was playing with the second string, he was always there, he was scoring, and his head was always like firmly focused on getting back into the first team. So hopefully, he will be a big player for us, but yeah, only time will tell.
Is there a side of this as well? It'd be a bit, I'm not sure Philippe Clement would admit to this, so it'd be nice to be inside his head. There was the contractual thing, but does it help the appetite to get round that table and sort this out when you maybe look at the last couple of weeks and say, well, Kieran Dowell's coming on, you know, and playing in games. Can Yanis Hadji do that instead? Maybe again, it's far too early to write anyone off, but maybe I'm looking at some Rangers fans' reaction to the weekend. Maybe they feel that Cherny's maybe got a bit to go to guarantee that he's in there every week and, you know, at the top of his game. So, you know, does it get to a point where on a purely footballing angle, you look at Yanis Hadji and think he can offer something?
Well, if a manager believes that he can contribute something positive to the team, you want all your best players available to them, and Rangers don't have the luxury of going out and spending, you know, huge sums of money. If you've got a player with Hadji's ability and you can fit him into your team, then Philippe Clement would want that, but he's also an employee of the club, so he'll know the rules and regulations and whether the financial implications are there. So he's had to be guided by that. But if they've managed to resolve that and he believes that Hadji can contribute, as you say, more or in a different way to the some of the other players he has, then he has to bring him back to the fold and he has to use him.
See what I mean, though, Gordon?
That's his role, that's his job as a manager.
Like everything, perfor- it's all about performance and results. The Giannis Hagi issue becomes much smaller if Rangers have got loads of players in front of him that are setting the world alight.
I agree with that. And that's where I don't think Rangers are in the position. And I said it when the window was closed, they're not in the position to just leave someone of the ability of Hadji out. You're better having them in. I know, obviously, with the money and everything, but it makes total sense, and it makes sense for a manager as well. It's like having a new player as well. Mm-hmm. He's got something to aim for. Now, the lad can either get in there and say, see, when I get my opportunity, I'm going to stay here, I'm going to claim a place, I'm going to be right into the manager's thoughts, or he's looking to play his way out of Ibrox, and it would benefit Rangers as well. As I say, there's no point having Hadji in a B team. You're never going to get him out the building. If you want him out the building, he's got a great attitude, the boy, which what I hear of. Get him in there. He's good talent. He's a Romanian international. So Rangers aren't blessed with players that that so much talent.
Creativity,
as you say, Jim, that they can leave this guy sitting in the sidelines. He's got to earn the right to play every week. And I think he'll know that. But I think that's a very sensible move from Rangers. I really do.
Yeah, thank you very much, Darren. Safe trip home. He's going to get a signed ball at some point as well. The other story on, and by the way, he's not in the European squad, Hadji. No. That's, that obviously is picked in advance. Mm-hmm. So he is back training with the first team. He will not be involved against Lyon, but then I guess there'll be a big expectation that he plays some part on Sunday.
Yeah, I think so. Again, you know, if you get European matches, they will, you know, freshen the squad up anyway domestically. And Gordon mentioned you've got a very talented player who we believe still wanted to play for the club, who has never been in a hurry to leave the club. I think the fans, the vast majority of Rangers fans, would like to see him in there. I think he would be very well received if his name is in the team sheet come the weekend.
The other story coming out as well today, Rangers fans, keen to get your thoughts on this, is a new contract for Dujon Sterling, a contract extension which keeps him tied contractually anyway to the club until May 2028. I assume this would be met with just widespread positivity from the Rangers fans, Gordon. So what do I know? I mean, don't get me wrong, mostly it is, but I was just having a wee look and, you know, seeing some people on social media saying, you know, he's still 3 years to go, he's not actually a guaranteed starter at the moment, did it need to happen now? But then on the other hand, last summer Rangers had to watch a number of players run out their contracts and go, you know, so is it just about time that they went more aggressive on the front foot with these things?
I can see Rangers' point of view from it. I'm a bit stunned myself with it. He's not a regular starter now. Now, I like him, but I think, to be fair to the lad, I don't think he's had a run the team at his natural position. He came in as a right back. You know, he's not been able to oust Tavernier out the team yet. He's played centre mid, he's played at defence, he's played left back. He's a very, very
out wide. Exactly.
He's a good player, Gordon. I just think that, yeah, I totally understand Rangers starting to, because they've been burnt in the past. We've seen it before, the Kents and Morelis's and one or two. So I can see the logic in it, but I just thought it was a bit early to go with Sterling.
I think he's a victim of his own flexibility, and you know the fact is that he has adapted. He can be adapt to a number of positions, and he can fill in. It's a good player for a manager to have. But if a player wants to progress as a Rangers player, he's going to have to be nailed down a position, and he has to do that relatively quick. This gives him time, maybe, and that's something that they're maybe trying to say to the player: look, don't be in too much of a rush. Maybe he was getting a wee bit frustrated. And Rangers are saying, well, look, we believe in you, and to show that belief, we're going to offer you this new contract. So it's maybe to help the player psychologically just feel that he is wanted at Rangers, and just take his time and not be too much of a rush if he's not playing week in, week out just now.
Come on then, what do you think about that, Rangers fans? Are you all aboard the Dujon Sterling contract extension? And what about Giannis Hadji? Of course, we continue the build up to the big game in Dortmund as well. And there's a Scotland squad out today. Usually we love a good moan about the Scotland squad. If you want to do that, give us a call.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon Dale and Jim Duffy are here. Jim Duffy's still going through the league table, trying to find teams with boats on their badge.
I would never get. I don't worry about it, Jim. The only one I think I would get is Partick Thistle because it's got a thistle on it. I think that's about the only one Scottish football I would get.
Get
Air United. They've got a cross, kind of salt, I think, thing, yeah. But there's very, very few.
But unfortunately, very few. That wasn't the question. So.
Exactly.
Beat the pundit.
Lick your wounds. I've been there. It was a long time ago when I lost.
I'm not sure how you feel. I'm just saying to myself, I wouldn't get them anyway. I can't believe if I should know them.
I can't believe you went 36 in the team.
We've found his Achilles heel badges. Let's get them in.
Aye, definitely.
Right, we're continuing the build up to the game in Dortmund, so get your calls in there, Celtic fans. Very quickly in this teaser, I'm keen to crack on with the phone, so you don't even need to give me any answers just now. I'll just give you thinking time. Right. Ian says, can you name the six players currently playing for a Bundesliga club who've played for Celtic? So there's six players currently playing for a Bundesliga club who have played for
Celtic.
Nah, you can just have some thinking time. Let's bring in Maureen in Moodysburn. How's it going, Maureen?
I'm having a bit of a chuckle there. I didn't realise age was in that last question, but anyway.
Say that again, sorry.
That's okay.
Obviously, they were slagging what's his face for his age. He says it was a long time ago for him.
Oh, I know, exactly. He's just bragging about all sorts. We just ignore him generally, Maureen. What made you call tonight?
Well, basically, I'm a Rangers supporter through and through. Good to see Hadji back. Feel sorry for Stirling. I feel as if he gets kind of mucked about a wee bit in all the different positions. But I'm a bit controversial tonight. My husband and my daughter are in Dortmund for Celtic. So, yes, very, very controversial. I know where my heart lies, you know what I mean, when it comes to the Old Firm. That will never, ever go away, you know what I mean? Domestics all round. But I'd like to see them do well because patriotically, I love Scottish football.
Maureen, I mean, it'll never catch on. It is very magnanimous of you. And listen, you can hope that your daughter and your husband, did you say?
I hope they have a nice time
as well. I mean, the rest,
I hope they don't win it, but
there we go. We got there in the end. I was wondering where that was going.
Maureen's a unique species, I tell you that.
Listen, it's
well done, Maureen.
Exactly, forward thinking. Maureen, on Yanis Hadji, did it have to end this way? You know, did he have to come back into the team sooner rather than later?
See, but honestly, right, the way we're playing, any player that's a good player's got to come back. Do you know what I'm talking about? It doesn't matter who they are, what they do, what position they play, they've just got to come back. We need to shut that gap down. End of.
Yeah, Gordon, that's a great way of looking at it. We flirted with this at the start or before the break there. You know, the Brahmi's come in and has looked decent, I think people would say, but we don't know yet how that pans out. Tom Lawrence, to be fair, you can't argue with his goal scoring contribution in the last two games, but up until that point, people weren't quite sure. Václav Černý bursts on to the scene when he comes here, scores that goal against Motherwell. Was that a great cross in one of the Kiev game, maybe? But then maybe since then. So surely Yanis Hadji at least fancies his chances of getting in about that department.
100%. I totally agree with everything Maureen says. I think it's a no-brainer getting back in. And it's up to him then to get yourself into the starting 11. I do think he is a good player, Gordon. I've got to say that. I think he's a very talented boy. He's had his ups and downs, and Jim quite rightly points out he's never really rocked a boat. He's just got his head down, got on about it. Look, you can't have enough good players. Look at the amount of games Rangers are going to be playing. So you could end up with injuries, suspensions, and everything that goes with it. What is the point of having a remaining international going away and playing with kids in the B team? There's no point whatsoever. I think it's very sensible that they've got round the table. Now, I'm not saying that he should be a starter every week. It's now up to him. But as a squad player, 100%.
Can you see him making a big impact, Maureen, this season?
To be honest with you, yeah. I think you're right. He puts his seed down and gets on with the game. And I think that's what it's all about. It's got to be done. Do you know what I'm talking about? But the bottom line is, we've tried this, we've tried that, blah, 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 and we know what's happened. So at the end of the day, we need to win. End of. Doesn't matter how we do it, the way we do it. We just need to play. We need to gel. We need to get the ball forward and we need to get it in the goal. Doesn't matter who does it.
Seems fair enough, a fair assessment. Is he on the Dujon Sterling one, Maureen? You say you feel sorry for him. Is that you just think that it's about time, that as good as it's been as an option, Rangers need to play him in one position, basically?
He runs really, really well. He does try. He goes for everything. Whatever position he's been put in, he tries. Do you know what I mean? And there's no one player that's bigger than the team. Do you know what I mean? And you've got to get the results. And I think if the guy was gave a fair crack at the whip, a regular spot in the same position, the team would gel better and everybody would know what they were doing. Because sometimes, I'm being honest with you, it's like watching amateurs.
I mean, he is used in various positions. Let's thank Maureen for her time, and we'll just leave it there and see what type of reception
she gives
to the husband and daughter when they come back. And Mo is on the other line. How are you, Mo?
Great, lads. How you doing?
Bit of a debate there, Mo. You know, Dejan Sterling, I think he's definitely still popular, isn't he, amongst the Rangers fans? Gordon's a bit surprised that the new contract came like now at this point in time. What's your take on it?
I think it's massive, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think Sterling's a really big player for us. I think he's quite strong, athletic, and quite quick. I like him at the back instead of like these games against Celtic and Europe. He needs a bit of quality at the top of the pitch, and I think he kind of lacks that a wee bit. But it's massive news.
Is the elephant in the room here that he's going to need to play right back at some point, mm-hmm. and that's where he gets a run in the team?
Listen, I agree with him. I like him, right? I think he's a manager's dream that he can play in a lot of positions, and you need that in the modern day game. But I think he needs a run in his right position, right? But
I disagree with you, Gordon. I have to be honest with you. I don't think you need that in the Rangers. Like a lot of top clubs, should have two players for every position. They don't need one player that can play five positions.
I don't know if Rangers have got the quality of that, right?
But it's holding him back now, though, isn't it? I mean, it wasn't last season. Just as an example, and eventually, this is actually all about player trading, really, for Rangers, mm-hmm. isn't it? That's the whole point. We keep hearing it. It is the only realistic way that they're going to bridge the financial gap to Celtic, mm-hmm. is to do that better. That's why you give players longer contracts, because they're assets. If you've got a guy that plays everywhere, is anyone coming and paying big money for him?
No, I agree with that, but he needs to oust Tavernier if he's going.
But that's what I mean. Is that realistically where it has to be in the future?
Me personally, I think so. I think he could play right set, but he's come as a right back. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Tavernier's been there, never gets injured, plays in nearly every game. He's a captain. He can't oust him. Now, where I disagree with him is saying that he's massive for Rangers. Well, just now he's not, because he's not in the starting 11 every single week, every game. Clement leaves him out. So he's not in that position yet. Look, if he was sitting with 1 year left in his contract, I'd be saying to Rangers, you need to tie this lad up 100%. But he's sitting with, did you say, 3 years left, Gordon? I don't know where the big rush was. I really don't.
Well, I mentioned earlier, and I think it was more maybe for the player, just to say to the player, don't get too disappointed just now. Don't get too frustrated. You will become a Rangers regular over this course of this contract. So therefore, and to show that, we'll probably bump your wages up a little bit, and we'll give you another year as well. And I think that at the end of this year, I'll be surprised if James Tavernier is still there the following year, even though I think he's a good player. But I think it'll be time for him to move on. He'll be 32. He might move to the Middle East then and get his big payday, whoever. But and I think that's when Sterling will have enough game time and enough knowledge to slot in. So I think that's part of the reason why they've given him the new extended contract, so that he can fit in when Tavernier goes out. Rangers don't then have to be looking around for another right back. They'll have one in already in the building.
Yeah, I mean, Mo, what about Yanis Hadji? I've yet to hear a Rangers fan not happy that, or, you know, positive about the fact that he's come back into the fold. I take it you're the same.
Yeah, Gordon, I think Abby Hadji, if he can kind of find his form that he had under Gerrard when they won the league that season, he'll fit in kind of no bother. So fingers crossed it all goes. As the lads were saying, need everybody fit and firing, so why not bring him back?
Yeah, and that'll be the challenge, because on one hand, Mo's right, and on the other, that was a long time ago now. You know, forget how fast time goes. It's been a long time, and obviously injury played a part. It's been a long time since Yanis Hadji had a real impact on Rangers' first team. Mm-hmm. He's been playing with the B team, though, and he's been training, so there's not that. I mean, he should be.
Yeah, I mean,
he's not saying he'll come in and start at the weekend.
Yeah, you have to go up to speed, and you have to get and playing with the guys. He's not played under Clement. The style of play, you know, the current group of players, he's probably not played with any of them, to be honest with you. Maybe Tavernier, maybe, because everyone else is relatively new. So he's got to fit in, and Philip Clement has said when he signed players, he likes to fit them in, he likes to get them to know his way of playing, the principles of play that he wants, getting to know his teammates. So I think he will just drip feed them in. I don't see him just kind of getting thrown in and being a regular starter. But, you know, he is a creative player. He can play wide in the right if he wants to play that, and coming in off the flank and allow space for Tavernier, or he can play in that little pocket off Dessers if he needs to be. I think he does give Rangers more creative options.
How do you rate the creative options that he's up against, Mo? Do you think, you know, is he, have you got hopes that he's better than some of them, or he's at least close to some of them? Who are the guys that are in and around that area just now?
I think, obviously, he's played it wide before. I probably fancy him over McCausland, to be fair, but I don't mind Ramsey, and he can definitely play up the forward, but I think by Ramsey, it's obviously early days, but I think that's his main kind of challenge, to try and get him at the team as well as Tierney.
Yeah, again, Tierney's just, Gordon, we, on one hand, we keep saying, like, you can't judge too quickly, but then we do it anyway, and it never really changes, so. You noticed even at the weekend, Tierney, the fans got on his back. He had a pop back, which is like the one thing you're just not meant to do.
I don't mind that. At the end of the day, that's fine. As long as you're producing, and he's not producing. He's floating in and out of games for me. I think he's got good ability. You can see his good ability. I just think he needs time to settle into a club the size of Rangers and the demands. And that's why I think when you get guys that don't really know the club that well, they'll have a go back at the supporters, but then realise, well, hold on a minute, I'm never going to win them over doing that. I need to win them over by producing the goods on the pitch. But I think every Rangers fan will be glad to see Hadji back in. Look, Hadji's not the world beater. He's not had the greatest time. He's had ups and downs at Rangers. But you can't deny he is a talented player.
Thank you very much to Mo on 01419511025. I had a feeling this would get a bit lost tonight because of the Champions League, and that's understandable. On another night, we'd have a real lengthy, good debate about it. But the Scotland squad today, Craig Gordon back in at 41 years of age. First call-ups for Nicky Devlin at right-back Aberdeen, because we've got major personnel issues there still with Hickey and Patterson and the likes. The defensive injuries, to be frank, are really difficult. Kieran Tierney was obviously out already. Add to that Scott McKenna and Jack Hendry. So Liam Lindsay from Preston, Partick Thistle fans will remember him, is in. John McGinn is just always there, just always available, and even he hasn't made this squad. So Andy Irving, who is at Hearts, went to the German third tier, went to Austria, but now finds himself in the English Premier League. Now, I know he's not played loads of minutes, but he's got three appearances for West Ham this season in the English Premier League, so it's a brilliant story. What do you make? I know you're the biggest Scotland fan amongst the pundits, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, there's some surprising inclusions, there's no doubt about that. Some, obviously, a lot of them have been forced, I think, upon Steve Clarke. And as you mentioned earlier on, Gordon, normally there's a huge debate about who's not in the squad. I don't think they'll have quite the same issues this time around, but there are a few surprises. I actually think one of the biggest surprises is Craig Gordon. I thought Craig Gordon had pretty much made it known, you know, not been involved in the Euros, that his international career was done. And to bring him back when he's coming up for 42, I think, again,
well,
can you look around? Are there more options in Craig Gordon? Probably not, it's a big surprise.
Especially because the other guy is Xander Clark, keeping out the Hearts team. Liam Kelly doesn't play anymore.
No.
Let's hear what Steve Clarke had to say on the subject of Craig Gordon.
He's the number one at Hearts. He's playing every week. Xander's obviously on the bench. Liam Kelly's on the bench at Rangers. Robbie McCrory's on the bench at Kilmarnock. So I need three goalkeepers, and what better than to bring Craig back? Craig told me that it was not a farewell and he would see me in the future. So he lived up to his promise. He's always shown that he's up for the fight. He wants to play every week. He wants to play as many times as he can for his country. So now I look forward to seeing him again.
There's obviously the odd debate. Gordon will never go away. I mean, Conor Barron wasn't in the last squad. He then got called up as a late replacement, and he's not in this squad. I see people talking about, you know, like Max Johnson and others, but Steve Clarke actually addressed that today and said that he's deliberately left some of the under-21s where they are because they've got massive games. They've got a real chance. And, you know, if they're going to come and not really get any minutes, he's deliberately kept him for now, you know, with the 21. So he sort of addressed those. It must be really frustrating. Look at that list: Patterson, Hickey, Hendry, Tierney, McKenna. That's the defenders alone. McGinn and Ferguson, the high profile midfielders. I think Stuart Armstrong maybe as well. And then even if you were if you're trying to look to the future, Tommy Conway, who's been in the squad, he's injured as well. So I know I keep seeing it today. I see loads of folks saying that squad's rubbish and it's this and it's that, which you're allowed. I think you're allowed to say that. We're not leaving loads of world beaters at home.
Not leaving superstars at home.
Really, really.
Leave the last two out there, and the rest probably start again. You know what I mean? If you're looking at it,
Callum McGregor's retired.
Yeah, you're talking about obviously Hickey or Patterson, so one of them drop out. But guys like Tierney, guys like McGinn, you know, you're missing big players. A big part of what the success of Steve Clarke was, how we got to the Euros. Yes, you can argue the Euros was disappointing, but this is a new challenge now, and you want your best players. But look, it opens a door for other players to come in. You know, you can say what you want about Craig Gordon. He's a very experienced goalkeeper. I think he'll be there as part of also the goalkeepers, you know, working with him as a professional and the way he goes about his business. Obviously, he won't be the starter in the games. But if you look at guys like Nicky Devlin up at Aberdeen, he's been excellent. They've got Aberdeen, have got off to a great start. You know, so there's always a door.
It's a great story for we don't do it, we don't celebrate it. We'd rather just moan, which I do get as well, because we all want to see the best squad and team winning. But, you know, Nicky Devlin with Dumbarton, Stenhouse, Muir, Ayr United, Walsall, Livy, Aberdeen. He's now 30 and he has worked and worked and worked. And every single bit, almost like one step at a time, up and up and up and up the ladder to Aberdeen. And now in the Scotland squad, I think it's a nice story. I think it's a great.
I actually quite like that, and I think sometimes I prefer that because they've earned the right. You know, they've learned their trade the hard way. Whereas sometimes, you know, we a couple of guys maybe depending on times have a half a dozen good games and they're thrown in, get international recognition. They're maybe not quite ready for it. I think somebody like Nicky Devlin will be ready for it.
Right, very quickly, six players currently in the Bundesliga who've played for Celtic.
Frimpong.
Yes.
Yeah. Is Dedrick Boyata? Is he there? No.
We're struggling here with this.
I know the wee midfielder was at Celtic, meant there, I'm sure. Well, I can't remember his
name. What was his name?
No, I don't know.
There's a fullback that I thought you would get.
No, Burnaby. He's not there.
Nope.
Fullback.
Right back.
Fullback. Who played fullback with Celtic?
No,
this club paid good money for him to go to the Bundesliga from Celtic not that long ago. Right back.
Juranovic.
We'll get the rest of the answers and we're back to Dortmund after these.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Head to at Clyde SSB on X now. Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part, which means kickoff is getting closer in Dortmund. Under 15 minutes away now before Celtic kick off in the second of their Champions League games this season. As a tribute to that match, your question tonight, and thank you to Ian, who did the right thing, fired up the email, sent it over to fulltime@clyde1.com. fulltime@clyde1.com. Can you name six players currently playing in the Bundesliga who have played for Celtic? You've got Juranovic and Frimpong.
The other right back's Gamboa.
It is. Did he play in the game you watched the other night?
Actually, no, I don't.
Because that's who he plays for, the team that Dortmund played.
And we've got more defenders.
Was he looking for? I was looking at
the big lad. I liked him. He didn't stay long. Is it Jens?
Yes.
He plays with Mansers.
Yeah, I think he does.
Janko.
No, but so Moritz Jens, Jeremy Frimpong, Christian Gamboa, and Josip Juranovic. Is that what you've got?
We've got.
So two to get. Okay, we'll leave it there before the end.
So what position did you say there? One's a defender,
a winger and a central midfielder. The central midfielder is very tough.
I think the winger's very tough.
Well, it is, but he at least is better known and played more at Celtic than the midfielder did. Okay, sure, that's clear as mud for you. Right, kickoff is approaching fairly quickly, so let's cross back to Dortmund.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard European Group Stages with UK Debt Expert, the top team helping you tackle your debt. Verify at ukdebtexpert.co.uk. May not be suitable for all. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Just over 10 minutes to kick off. Let's get the latest with Gabriel.
Yes, Gordon. Well, Brendan Rodgers wants his side to step up to the next level. This is the stage to do it. It's the acid test. Can they make the grade in the Champions League? Many feel they've never been more prepared for this moment. Celtic supporters I've been speaking to all week agree with the manager. They believe this is the time. They want their side to go on the front foot and attack from the off. This is Rodgers' 20th full Champions League game as Celtic boss. There's no marquee victory on his record. Is this the night that that changes? Let's quickly give you a recap of the teams. The big news here in Germany was that Paolo Bernardo was given the nod ahead of Reo Hatate in midfield. Rodgers keeps the exact same 11 to beat St. Johnstone on Saturday, and no wonder, they were brilliant. Can they deliver the same level of performance tonight? Kasper Schmeichel's in goal. It's a defence of Arthur Johnson, Austin Trusty, Liam Scales and Greg Taylor. Callum McGregor, Paolo Bernardo and Arne Engels from midfield. Nicholas Kuhn, Kyogo and Deyzer Meyder are up top. But it's not going to be easy. They are playing Borussia Dortmund, one of the heavyweights of European football. And of course, the runners-up in last year's Champions League. They've got a new manager at the helm, Nuri Sahin, who played under Brendan Rodgers 12 years ago for Liverpool. He said yesterday that Celtic can't be considered underdogs, highlighting Kyogo as the danger man, saying he's not a typical striker, but is extremely intelligent. It's been a mixed start to the season for them. Hammered 5-1 by Stuttgart a few weeks ago, they sit fifth in the Bundesliga. Finding their feet under the new manager for sure. It's his first European game as Dortmund boss as well. And you can tell, even though he's seen this place many times before, it is electric again, Gordon. Let's give you the Dortmund team as well. Kobel in goal. Kuto, Anton Schlotterbeck and Ryerson in defence. Gross, Chan and Brandt in midfield. Adeyemi, Gittens out wide. Gourassi leads the line. You can hear the Celtic fans down to the right here, packing out this bottom corner. They've been in here for 2 hours, singing all night. They've been here in this city for 2 days, singing non-stop. What about the hosts? About 15 minutes ago, they were singing their club anthem, the yellow and black scarves swirling around in the air. It was some sight. This never-ending stand here, titled the Gelbe Wand, the Yellow Wall. What an atmosphere, Gordon. This is a glamour tie and then some. The Champions League anthem is moments away and kickoff just after that. Here we go at Signal Iduna Park.
Yeah, it sounds like one of those big Champions League nights. Celtic fans are making plenty of noise. And the build-up to games like these, Gordon, incredible, because you can understand Celtic fans are entitled to feel quite good about themselves and feel maybe. Then you look at Dortmund's home record, and I was just checking it again. The teams that have gone there in that run and left without a win: Man City, PSG, a couple of times, Atletico Madrid, Chelsea, Newcastle, Sevilla. Like, the record at home in the Champions League and Europa League is incredible. So we'll find out which
way
it goes.
So it just puts into perspective the task ahead of Celtic tonight, of course. And you mentioned teams there that come away from Dortmund with absolutely nothing. As I said, look, Celtic are in terrific form. I think they've got one of the best teams for a long, long time. The manager's got them playing terrific football. But this is a massive task tonight. This is a real ask. Can they get something? Yes, they'll need to ride their luck. They'll need to be brilliant in the back. Goalkeeper need to be very good. If they get the capability of scoring, of course they have. But I just think it'll be too much for Celtic tonight. I think Dortmund will... The best Celtic will go away with is a draw, but I fancy Dortmund to win the game.
I think it's just so difficult for Celtic because they haven't been tested so far. They've been so far ahead of every opponent they've played so far in Scotland. In the one time, Europe, Slovan, Bratislava, Celtic were light years ahead of them. So this will be a different type of test. A team who will take the game to Celtic. That's something I said that hasn't happened so far. So they're going to have to deal with that. But Brendan has said that, you know, they have to learn from their previous experiences. Tonight's where we find out how much they have learned. Can they negate a team who are very, very attack-minded?
something that's been really consistent coming out of Celtic. Generally, we're told, and it's understandable, that pre-season results and performances, they just don't matter. How many times have you seen your team play well in pre-season, rubbish in the season, or vice versa, or whatever? But Brendan Rodgers said on a number of occasions that the Chelsea game, the Man City game, even although they were friendlies, they were designed with nights like this in mind.
Yeah, they used them as a kind of, you know, a kind of exercise to try and play when they come to European levels where they maybe don't dominate the ball quite as much. Again, that's all part of that learning curve. I like that. I like the fact that he's kind of looking ahead. You know, people always say, "Oh, we only look at the next game and that kind of stuff." But he was looking way ahead and thinking, "Right, how do we deal again? How do we play against teams who have superior quality, who have the resources that maybe even Celtic don't have, and are we prepared for that?" And he's done that. So tonight is one of those games. But as Gabriel was saying there, the atmosphere is something that's going to be absolutely electric, and top players thrive on that. I think Celtic will put in a tremendous performance tonight, but they'll have to have any chance of getting the result.
Yeah, as you can hear, you'll never walk alone. So the Celtic fans,
oh, Dortmund sing that as well, isn't it? That's their song.
Yep. Oh, do they?
Yeah,
sharing it, or half and half scarves, I don't know, I'm not sure. That's an instant yellow card offence, that.
No, half and half,
come on, who is? Let's
yeah, you know, some people go there and just celebrate the occasion.
No, not for me, I have to say. Anyway, it does look like and sound like an incredible atmosphere. Go on then, you two, quickly, a score prediction.
I'm going to go 2-1 Dortmund.
I'm going to go 3-2 Dortmund.
Okay, right, quickly on the teaser. Six players who play in the Bundesliga who've previously played for Celtic: Juranovic, Frimpong, Gamboa, Jens.
I'm struggling, mate.
I've got one down. Come on, I can only remember him going, but I can't remember who he plays for. John Joe Kenny.
He's in the second tier. That's harsh. That's it. Hit the bar. What about the winger? Scottish winger. He's in some moves.
Scottish winger.
Scottish?
Yes. Flying machine. It's maybe the other bits that have held him back a bit. Come on.
No. No, I can't get it.
Ollie Burke.
Oliver Burke.
Oh, never again.
Midfield player, barely played for Celtic, did do well at Ross County.
I always forget that Oliver Burke played for Celtic.
Came back to Hibs briefly, now plays for St Pauli. He's Australian.
What do you call him?
Oh, you get it.
Oh, Jackson.
Jackson Irvine. What a night it's going to be, and we look back on it all tomorrow from 6. Enjoy the game, and we'll speak to you then.